It's been 30 years since a human being last visited the moon. But several people may be about to make the trip again, or at least a part of them will. To be precise, small containers of cremated remains will be among the cargo on an otherwise unmanned spaceship that's scheduled to orbit and then crash on the moon next year. NPR's Andy Bowers reports on the first private space venture to win U.S. government approval for a trip to the lunar surface.
You might be wondering why the U.S. government needs to approve a private flight to the moon, especially since the satellite will be launched from Kazakhstan. Dennis Laurie is CEO of San Diego-based Transorbital. He explains that for one thing, the State Department needs to sign off when technology like his is transferred to another country for launch. But that's not all.
The State Department wants to know what you're going to do on the moon. They want to know that you're going to be environmentally responsible with what you do on the moon. They want to make sure that anything that you do isn't going to be detrimental to landing sites that are historical and on the moon at the present time.
Plus, says Laurie, some other countries and some Native American tribes are sensitive about anything landing on what they consider a sacred place. Transorbital also had to get approval to make high-resolution images of Earth from the moon. But all of that came through last month, and Transorbital's plan is to orbit the moon for a month or so and document, among other things, that there really are Apollo landing sites there.
Seems to be some people out there that think that man never went to the moon. We'll be able to verify for sure that we're there.
Although even that might not convince the guy who recently confronted Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin, asking him to swear on a Bible that he actually walked on the moon. Aldrin was caught on video responding with his fist. After the transorbital craft orbits the moon, it and the time capsule it's carrying will crash on the lunar surface. Laurie says he's now taking orders for things to fill that capsule. They range from brief messages, which start at $17, to bigger items priced at $2,500 per gram.
They're sending business cards. They're sending memorabilia, jewelry. We had one person who requested that we send a chair. Actually, it was a throne, but it had to be fully assembled when it went to the moon. And so we had to kind of decline that one because we didn't have enough room.
All he'll reveal is that the chair's owner was from the Middle East and does apparently have the right to sit on a throne. The mission also hopes to raise money by selling high-definition still and moving images to film and video game makers. Dennis Laurie will even consider taking custom-ordered movie footage of the Earth from the moon, if the price is right.
I would imagine you start at $1 million and go up.
But it will take a lot of business cards and cremated remains and even movie shots to add up to the estimated $20 million price tag of the launch. Dr. Robert Zubrin is president of the Mars Society and an astronautical engineer. He wishes Transorbital well, but says sending knickknacks to the moon won't attract serious investors, the kind of people who expect big returns from such a risk.
And therefore, if you are going beyond Earth orbit, you have to go to those who live for hope and not for cash. And I'm not saying those people aren't there. They are, but they've yet to step forward in sufficient numbers to fund private space exploration.
Zubrin believes it will take much more obvious commercial potential from exploiting the moon or Mars before private space flight becomes a reality. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.